Task 3. Part 2.
We found with some people that there was a lot of stigma about learning how to count again.
Almost as bad as not being able to read?
Yes. The problem for them was being in a classroom with a teacher. So we designed a program they could use themselves, at their own speed.
Oh. How do they use it?
In a computing lab. The machines are networked. One contains the data store and an administrative package for the teacher.
What's in the administrative package?
It allows the teacher to create groups and add students to groups. And it also has stats on their performance.
All right.
Every time a student accesses a module, it records how much they've done, how long they've been at it, and how many times they've called help.
How did you test it? This is an important part of programming, isn't it?
Oh, yes. We test the code in-house. You can't debug your own code. You need someone else to look at it. So you give it to a colleague and they try to break it. After that, we test the program in schools. Three schools with three or four machines as a pilot test.
What sort of problems come up?
Well, with Dante, the graphics caused a lot of problems. Because we were working with state-of-the-art machines, we forgot that schools don't have the same technology. Our graphics looked horrible on a lower-grade machine. We had to rescan and start programming for the simplest machine.
What about syntax errors?
Syntax errors are typos generally. If you type print and you hit I too many times, you get P-R-I-I-I-I-N-T. The compiler will catch that. That's the first kind of error, compilation errors. The second type are linking errors.
Linking errors?
A linking error is when you refer to something that isn't there. For example, a line of code in a library. When you use the same function over and over again, you don't write it each time.
Right.
You refer to a library on the drive. Then you're down to the third type, logic errors. They happen when you're not awake, when you're not thinking properly. For example, you can make the program repeat a section of code until a condition is reached. And if you never reach that condition, it will run and run and run forever.